Welcome to this daily encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional. I'm Kirsten Holmberg, and I titled our reading, A Nesting Place. Sand martins, small birds related to swallows, dig their nests into riverbanks. Land development in southeast England reduced their habitat, and the birds had fewer and fewer places to nest when they returned from their winter migration each year. Local conservationists sprang into action and built an enormous artificial sandbank to house them. With the help of a sand sculpting firm, they molded sand to create a space for the birds to take up residence for years to come. This gracious act of compassion vividly depicts the words Jesus used to console his disciples. After telling them he'd be leaving and that they wouldn't be able to go with him until later, he offered them the assurance that he'd prepare a place for them in heaven. Though they were rightly saddened that Jesus said he would leave them soon and that they could not follow him, he encouraged them to look on this holy errand as part of his preparation to receive them and us. Without Jesus' sacrificial work on the cross, the many rooms of the Father's house wouldn't be able to receive us. Having gone before us in preparation, Christ assures us he'll return and take those who trust in his sacrifice to be with him. There, we'll take up residence with him in a joyous eternity. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from John chapter 14, verses 1 through 4. Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I am going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, for preparing a place for us in heaven with you. In your name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Kirsten Holmberg, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.